Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
We'll take you up to 6:30 on the Fan tonight. Welcome back. It's Grant and Danny on this Halloween. It's Friday night. Hopefully you've got a lovely evening and weekend planned with the fam. Show's brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murrah. They'll help you to draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today. Go to kmlawyers.com to do that. Mention us, you'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. The Seahawks are coming to town for a primetime tilt on Sunday Night Football. Let's go scouting. This Seahawks team is fantastic. They are number 3 in yards per play on both offense and on defense. To get more information on just how well they've played this year, let's talk to Corbin Smith, who's a reporter on Seattle for the Emerald Spectrum. Corbin, thank you for hopping aboard. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Sure thing.
So I guess because they're out of sight, out of mind, cross-country, Pacific Northwest, I get the sense Commanders fans don't have a very good beat on what Seattle is. So catch us up to speed. How's the season gone so far?
Well, they've gotten off to this 5-2 start, but the way that they've done it to an extent has been a little bit surprising. The defense was expected to be one of the best in the NFL. And even with some injuries, Julian Love's missed a bunch of games. Devin Witherspoon's missed a bunch of games. Even with some of those guys being in and out of the lineup, they've still got a top 6 scoring defense in the NFL. They've been generating pressure as well as anybody. They're getting back to quarterbacks for sacks. The defense has lived up to the hype for the most part, other than having one little setback against the Buccaneers. That was expected. What was not expected by many people is that this was going to suddenly be a top 3 passing offense in terms of explosiveness. They have been just eviscerating opponents with downfield throws this year. And Sam Darnold has thrived in Clint Kubiak's offense. The run game has been a work in progress, and they've had some issues on that front, but it hasn't mattered because Sam Darnold and Jaxon Smith-Njigba, that's been as good of a QB receiver duo as you're going to find in the NFL this year. Those guys have been just they've been torching opponents. They've gotten good production from tight end A.J. Barner. Cooper Kupp's done some nice things. They've been able to get rookie Torrey Horton involved quite a bit in their passing game. So the way that they've put points on the board as a top 5 scoring offense this year in the NFL, I think a lot of people going into the year would have suspected, if that was the case, that the run game was going to be a big part of it. But it's been an offense that's been built around the passing attack, even after trading DK Metcalf and Geno Smith this offseason.
Corbin, one more kind of on this perspective. Why do you feel like, and maybe it hasn't been your experience to this point, I feel like people don't quite know how good this team is. Maybe, you know, because they saw them lose to San Francisco or that epic back and forth with Tampa that they dropped. But this is a really, really, really good team. And I feel like they're not getting, they're not in anybody's power rankings. They're not in anybody's top two or top three. And, you know, just because everyone's always seems to be focused on something else. Have you felt that? Why do you think that is?
You know, I think the Seahawks are more than happy to keep that going and just kind of be hovering under the radar. But I don't know if it's a location thing. I don't know if it's because the preseason expectations for a lot of people were so low. I mean, I could speak to this. Obviously as a Seahawks reporter, I look at it from an unbiased perspective, but I thought this team was going to be good going into the season, but there were a lot of people outside of the Pacific Northwest that just, I think the biggest thing is they didn't think Sam Darnold was going to be able to do what he did in Minnesota away from Minnesota, especially with Seattle trading DK Metcalf. I think there was a lot of skepticism that Sam Darnold could still be a top 10 quarterback like he played last year in Minnesota. In many ways, he's been better this year than he was with the Vikings last season. The most notable thing is he used to say, like, I know he got a lot of flack for saying that he saw ghosts in New York. He's seeing ghosts now, but he's a ghostbuster. Like, the dude has been outstanding against pressure this year. He's thrown a number of touchdowns while taking hits from defenders. He's extended plays with eyes in the back of his head. Like, he just looks like a different dude in that regard, and he's playing with great confidence. I just don't think many people outside of Seattle expected that he was going to be playing anywhere close to this level, and that's really what I think was setting the low expectations of this team, even with a top defense. I think a lot of people were skeptical the offense was going to be good enough, and that has turned out not to be the case here in these first seven games.
Yeah, Darnold on pace for 4,300 yards and 30 touchdowns this season. Corbin Smith breaking down the Seahawks for us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. How about the emergence of Jackson Smith and Jigba? It's not like it's out of nowhere because he's a high draft pick who was beloved coming out of school, but he has found a new gear. He's leading the NFL by almost 100 receiving yards right now with 819.
He has just, he's taken what he did the end of last year, and he has just, you know, sometimes they talk about sophomore jumps. It's been a year three jump for him. He's gone from being, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that he had 1,100 receiving yards last year. It's not like he was an afterthought in their offense. And one of the reasons that I was not surprised that DK Metcalf got moved by the Seahawks, I don't think Metcalf was the number one receiver anymore the second half last year. It was Jackson Smith and Jigba. So he had already jumped into that role, and this offense just suits him so well in terms of that Shanahan West Coast style where there's a lot of attacking in the middle of the field. He is a monster over the middle on crossers, drag routes, but he's also proven that he is one of the best deep ball receivers, which that was the one thing that I was skeptical about a little bit coming into the league, is he going to be a guy that's going to be able to generate enough separation? But he's such a smooth route runner, and the thing that really sets him apart, and you could see this in his agility testing, he might not be a 4.3 guy, but he had one of the fastest three cone times you're ever going to see. The guy picks up speed fast as any receiver in the league. That allows him to come out of his breaks and get a couple steps real quick on guys, and he's able to take the top off defenses doing that. And so far, nobody's had answers for him. I thought the Texans might be the best equipped to handle him, and he still went for over 120 receiving yards against them. So he has just been, he's been doing it to everybody, and he is right now clearly a first-team All-Pro receiver and might even be in the periphery when you're talking about MVP candidates. He's on pace to break Calvin Johnson's receiving record, just to put it in context.
Corbin Smith, Emerald Spectrum, joins us to break down the Seattle Seahawks here on G&D. Mike McDonald, let's get into him. He's somebody, frankly, Corbin, that I wanted here when the hiring process was kind of going on, whenever I was doing that Kevin Musical Chairs. I'm a big fan of his from afar. All he's done is gone 10-7. They missed the postseason last year, but a 10-7 team in year one, 5-2 here in year two. They're good on both sides of the ball. What are the kind of the thoughts on him, early report card?
I think the thing that he has done that's been most impressive, you know, you took over for the winningest coach in franchise history in Pete Carroll, a man that is beloved and is legendary in the Pacific Northwest. And one of the big things that Carroll did all his years here was build an incredible culture. Mike McDonald's been able to come in and leave his own imprint, but he didn't completely dismiss what was already there. And he has dudes bought in. And the thing that was really telling this offseason, guys, they, you know, OTAs, a lot of teams in the NFL, veterans stay away for a good chunk of those. That was not the case this spring for the Seahawks. You had Leonard Williams, you had Cooper Kupp, you had DeMarcus Lawrence, all of these veterans. They had two or three OTAs that were open that reporters were at where they had a 98%+ participation rate, like for OTAs. That's all you need to know. Mike McDonald has these dudes bought in, and he's had them bought in since he arrived. And you're seeing it in that kind of setup on the field, too. These guys will run through a brick wall for him. I think schematically he is as sharp as anybody on the defensive side of the football. He does a great job of making in-game adjustments as well. He has proven to be an outstanding young coach here now midway through his second season that just continues to get better. And I think now that he's got offensive assistants that are more in the vision of what he wants, last year didn't work out with Ryan Grubb. Went out and got Clint Kubiak. Now that he's got coaches that really fit his entire vision, both sides of the ball, you're seeing it manifest into one of the most complete teams in the NFL.
Corbin Smith covers the Seahawks with us on Grant and Danny to scout Seattle. So we've talked a lot about the offense. You were just talking about the mastermind of the defense. Let's go to that side of things. I mean, this defensive front, just going back and watching some of their games, it's pretty amazing. What Leonard Williams is doing, Byron Murphy's just incredible. Jaron Reed has been good against the run. DeMarcus Lawrence, who chose Seattle over Washington, the comments he said at the time where he thought Washington was too close, which is funny to think about now. But that front's really, really good, and they're number one against the run. They also rush four at the highest rate in the league. They barely ever blitz. What do you make of the way that group's playing?
Well, last year, this was a strength for this football team, and they just doubled down on it. Big Cat Leonard Williams is still playing at an all-pro level. I don't know how he did not make an all-pro team last year with 11.5 sacks, 16 tackles for a loss, a pick six that went 92 yards. I mean, he had stats that nobody else had in the NFL, and he didn't even get second-team consideration. So he's a guy somehow that keeps hovering under the radar for what he should be, but he's having another great year. And Byron Murphy the second, talk about a sophomore jump. He had half a sack last year. He's got 4.5 already this season. He has been incredibly dominant against the run. Teams are doubling him, and Big Cat, they're trying to mix and match that, and it's just not working because both these guys can one and two gap, and it just opens things up for Ernest Jones and Drake Thomas, their linebackers, to be able to stay clean and go make plays. And setting the edge, DeMarcus Lawrence, still as good as anybody at doing that, brings the physicality, the toughness. That is rubbed off on everyone else. It's really helped having a healthy Uchenna Nwosu back. He's got 5.5 sacks in what is turning out to be a comeback player of the year-worthy season after two injury-marred years. That has really given this team an incredible amount of depth and balance, and they're going to be even better with Derek Hall coming back from injury and ready to play this week as well.
So here's my devil's advocate. By the way, just for the sake of argument, I think Seattle's really good. I think their defense is excellent. Okay, but let me do the guy grasping for a little bit of hope here, Corbin. The one good offense they've played is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who scored 38 on them. How did they do it, and how did they maybe expose potentially where Seattle's vulnerable against a good offense?
I think the biggest problem that game is that the Seahawks were missing Devin Witherspoon, Reek Woolen, and Julian Love all at the same time. And they were playing a lot of backups together that had not played snaps in games together. Since then, some of those guys have played more snaps together, and they have looked much better. There was a number of communication breakdowns. They really missed Julian Love's presence in that game. But they've been able to weather the storm the last few weeks. The other three games that Julian Love has missed, they haven't given up more than 20 points in any of those games. Ty Akata has played really sound football in his place at the free safety position. They've got Reek Woolen back healthy. They're going to have Witherspoon back for this weekend. So, you know, not to try to derail hope, this is a defense that has given up some big plays, and they have missed a lot of tackles. That is the one thing I would say for a team playing the Seahawks is, hey, if you've got guys that can create after the catch, this has been a team that's had a hard time getting guys to the ground at times. That has been better the last few weeks, but that Tampa Bay game was kind of a perfect storm. And I also think Tampa Bay, I'll tell you this right now, when they've got everybody around, like they didn't have Mike Evans in that game, that offense is as dangerous as any in the league, and they scheme as well as anybody. And there were some plays there that they just flat out out-schemed Mike McDonald, which does not happen very often. So I think it was the scheming and the injuries that the Seahawks had that were the real problem in that game.
Have they been tested much by mobile quarterbacks, thinking about some X factors maybe with Daniels running around? And what's your expectation for this matchup with Washington?
Yeah, they actually, it was before Kyler Murray got hurt. That was a couple weeks later, but Kyler Murray's always a guy that you got to be cognizant of his running ability. And he had one long scramble in the fourth quarter, but in the first three quarters, he had less than 7 rushing yards. So they did a really good job bottling him up. They sacked him 6 times in that game. Mike McDonald has a good understanding of how to build a game plan because he had to practice against Lamar Jackson for a couple of years as a defensive coordinator. So he's got a lot of experience with that. I think he's comfortable with that. Not that they are going into this without concern, because certainly they respect Jaden Daniels' talents. But this has been a defense that's held up pretty darn well against mobile quarterbacks. I think some of that's been the edge guys' athleticism. And they got linebackers that can run sideline to sideline that have the ability to be able to run down quarterbacks too.
What's the ceiling for the Seahawks team? Like, is this a championship caliber team in your mind?
Right now, I'd have them just outside the Super Bowl contenders. And could they be there by the end of the year? Absolutely. They've got a lot of good young players who, if they improve enough in quick time here as they gain experience, Nicky Minwori, their rookie safety, being one of them that I think is an absolute game changer. That he missed 3 games with an ankle sprain, but he's been really impactful since he came back from that. This is a team that could very easily, if they get their run game going a little more consistently the way they want it to, and some of their young players really take off in the second half, Sam Darnold can quarterback a Super Bowl team. I am convinced of that at this point. They've got weapons. They've got a defense that's got weapons at all 3 levels. I just think right now there's enough question marks for me where I can't, you know, securely put them in a Super Bowl window. But by the end of the year, I could see this being a team that absolutely could be in that discussion.
Corbin, I mentioned 3-point favorites on the road for Seattle. Would you be surprised if they didn't win this game?
I think Seattle should be the favorite, and not just because of the way that they are playing and the injuries that Washington's got, but they've got this really weird mojo going on the road. I mean, Mike McDonald's on pace to break the record for the most road wins by a coach in his first 2 seasons. They went 7-1 last year, and they're 3-0 this year. They have been really good away from Lumen Field. Ironically, they have lost a lot of games at home, which is still mystifying to me. But whatever they're doing, these guys have been ready to play, and it hasn't mattered what time it is. They have been ready to play when they go on the road, especially on the East Coast. So I think Seattle should be favored. They have had some issues with self-inflicted stakes, though, and if you make enough of those on the road, especially with Jaden Daniels being back, the Commanders can absolutely find a way to get this done. I think probably 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 games between these teams right now is constructed, I'd take Seattle, but I would give the Commanders an outside shot to win with their quarterback and some of the pieces they have on their defense.
Corbin, great insight, man. Really appreciate the time. Enjoy the game.
Thanks.
Much appreciated. Good info. That's how we scout the opponent. Seattle is good. They're coming in here on Sunday night. Jaden Daniels returns. He's going to play. He will be starting. He is healthy. I want to have a conversation about Daniels now, looking out over the rest of this season as we get ready for the second half. Number one, getting him and keeping him healthy, but then also his performance and should we be grading on a curve because of all of the bodies missing on this team on offense and defense? That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Halloween to those of you driving home to get ready to pass out candy or get the kids ready to go trick-or-treating. Hopefully you're ready for a fun Friday night. We're Grant and Danny welcoming you back on the Fan. Danny, I just saw this story. I wanted to pass this along because it's pretty hilarious. So head coach of the Dallas Cowboys is Brian Schottenheimer. Apparently he had a gigantic owl in his house last night, and I'm seeing the pictures of this thing, and it's huge. Like, bird flies into your house, which in and of itself, that's a big story.
Yeah.
This is an owl. That's a massive bird. So he was telling the media today, he said, I don't know if the owl was looking for the snakes. Apparently he had snakes at his house that bit his dogs recently. So this is an ongoing nature thing with the Cowboys press conferences. But he goes on to say, I don't know what was going on, but it's actually the story of a coach's wife. So I'm in the game plan meetings last night doing some red zone stuff, and I leave the meeting about 10 o'clock, and I go back to my phone. And I had literally 72 text messages on my phone. 72. I'm a popular guy, so that's nothing abnormal. He kind of makes a funny joke. He says, literally started with a text from my son to his mother saying, there's a big hawk-sized bird in here. And I began to look down, and there was an owl. My son was doing some work, and he has the sliders open, and all of a sudden an owl came into the house. We're not outdoorsy people, so he wasn't really quite sure what to do. So he called my soon-to-be nephew, who's marrying my niece, And the two of them together, frickin' frack, tried to figure it out.
Oh, my God.
He says they couldn't do it. All they did was make the Al mad. And so in typical coaching fashion, this is what's amazing to me, okay? In typical coaching fashion, Brian Schottenheimer says, I call my wife and I say, honey, I'm going to stay at the condo tonight. You got this. But they got the Al removed. The Al has been returned to its safe domain. They called animal control. A gentleman came with a net, like a pool net. I might have to look at that as another job, just kind of become an animal control guy. I'm so experienced now with wildlife in and around Dallas. Danny, if there is a wild animal in your house and you call your wife and say, I think I'll stay at the condo tonight, babe. You got this one, though. Can you imagine her just saying, yeah, no problem, sweetie. We'll cover this.
We'll get it sorted. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
The balls of Brian Schottenheimer. You think fourth and one is a big decision? To call your wife with an owl in your house and say, not only am I not going to be home to help you out right away, I'm busy. I'm not going to come home at all because of this nuisance that's ongoing. I'm just going to go straight to the condo to get some extra sleep.
Well, the part you're sleeping on, I know we differ about this, but the impetus for the owl was probably the snakes that were already living there that have already bitten the family pet. So that's all I would be thinking about is the owl's not here just to say hello. The owl's here hunting. And what's he hunting? The thing that's slithering around in the dark corners and recesses and will probably end up in my bed at one point, just like that lady in Silver Spring, and I've never slept right since. Like, the wildlife is winning in the Schottenheimer household right now.
Apparently.
That to me is the major takeaway. But yeah, the huevos, to let the old lady know, this seems like a you thing. I'm going to go get some rest at the condo.
I think we can, this is relatable content. We're probably brothers in arms here. But my wife does a ton at our house, right? Mm-hmm. It's just inevitable with some of the hours and the crazy schedule and stuff. But there's more stuff, frankly, that I put on her plate and ask her to do than I'm comfortable with sometimes, right? But she does a ton. She's the MVP. There are certain things, though, that she just says, that's your job. Very old school, like, hey, you're doing this. That's the guy's job. Whether that's cutting the grass, totally understandable. Taking out the trash every single, you know, Tuesday, Friday, that's my gig. Anything to do with, you know, kind of like putting the trash can in the kitchen out or putting a new bag in or whatever, like she wants me to handle those types of things. I would imagine an owl loose in the house qualifies.
Yes, it would.
You know, like when we had a mouse problem, it was my job to get to the bottom of it. Now, I don't know how to do that. I can't do anything. But I called a bunch of people and spent a bunch of money, and eventually we stopped having a mouse problem. And so that's all I would be able to do. But if you even called, there's an owl in your house. I wouldn't even know where to start.
1-800-OWL? Owl right. Cat? Like what?
1-800-THE-OWL guy? Like, yeah, and some dude who wears an owl costume comes out and like gets the for you?
Yeah, you call the St. Joe's hawk mascot because he just starts flapping and it's a predator of the owl?
You got to look up a picture of this, by the way. This thing is, I'll bet you wing to wing. It's like several feet. I mean, this is a gigantic bird in his house.
You think it's an Anthony Rendon?
It's pretty damn big. It's a Jeff Niemann, for
sure. Looking for a Rice Owl reference, and you picked it right up, and I love that. I can't do much, as you and I have both discussed. We have that in common. I have found myself enough times, though, I'm on dead animal duty. That one I can handle-ish. You know what I mean? Like, hey, there's a dead bird. It's in the garage. Or, hey, there's a dead mouse, or there's a dead whatever. There's a squirrel. You're not going to believe this, but right outside, that's the height of my expertise. I can deal with that. I don't like dealing with that. It's not fun, obviously. But, like, that's as far as I can go. The live animal, real-time situation, nope. Total non-starter for me. Can't do it. Can't coach with them. Can't win with them. Can't do it.
If I have any snakes in my house, I'm calling you. I'll let you come over and handle that.
You can call me all you want. You can enjoy that. I'll tell you I'm staying at the condo tonight.
I told you about the one story where I don't know how or why. I think I got like a trash bag out of my garage that had been in there, like some trash in it or whatever. And I was cleaning the basement, and it was very little trash. So I'm like, oh, I'll fill this trash bag up. And I like laid it on the ground, and a little snake slithered out of it.
Just slithered right out.
Onto my basement floor, carpet. And now it's just like slithering around, and it's tiny. You know, this thing's like a foot long.
Yeah, yeah.
Borderline cute if it wasn't a snake.
If it wasn't the personification
right, if it
of
wasn't
evil.
The worst thing ever. But yeah, man, that's scary. All right, I want to go around the horn here before we get into Jaden Daniels and the Commanders next segment. I want to go, this is based on your current mood right now. Okay, so we're going to go probably different year to year, but right now, this moment, if you were going trick-or-treating tonight, what candy would you love? What would you like being thrown into your bucket that you'd like? And then what would you hate? I want to love it, like it, hate it. We can get the producers involved as well. But Danny, you go first. Give me your candy tonight, right now, based on just how you're feeling. Love it, like it, hate it at Halloween.
I'm in a Twix mood. I love the Twix. I got chocolate. I got the shortbread cookie that's in there. And, of course, the caramel, which is just cooked sugar, right in between. The Twix would excite me right now, this minute, the Twix.
Okay. I respect that as something that you would love. I'm not a Twix guy, as you know. Caramel's not for me, but this is your list. What would you like?
I think I would like the big Three Musketeers bar. The Three Musketeers bar. It's uncomplicated. It's chocolate, and then that's just that kind of that soft, pillowy, cloud-like substance in between. Some people call it nougat. I don't know what you want to call it. But that big Three Musketeers bar, because you get more of that bar than you do a lot of the other candies. Give me that big Three Musketeers bar thing that I would like.
All right, and hate.
Candy corn right now. I think candy corn gets beat up a little unfairly. Again, it's just sugar and food coloring. But I just, right now, this minute, it's not what I'm feeling. It's a little waxy. You know what I mean? Like, I just, something about it right this second. Normally, I'd go, yeah, I'll eat that, dude. It's just sugar with some food coloring on it. What's the problem? Something about it right now is not striking me in the right mood. So candy corn would be the thing I hate.
All right, let's see what you think of my list. Mm-hmm. I will love Starburst. I will like Reese's Cups. Mm-hmm. And I will hate Whoppers, those chocolate balls, whatever those things are.
Yeah.
Love Starburst, like Reese's Cups, hate Whoppers.
So if we did a candy swap, you could give me all your Whoppers.
Cool.
I'm housing those.
But I don't want your candy corn, bro.
Well, I know. We'd have to negotiate some other kind of trade there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? If we're talking about,
I mean,
just want to get rid
your
of
candy corn is going to be on the market for a while. I don't think anybody's calling.
It's sitting around and sitting around and nobody's calling.
Danny's looking for a seventh round pick three drafts from now, and he still can't do a pick swap.
A conditional seventh rounder and a pick swap. Yeah, I get steamed up for a good Whopper. I'm a fan. It's malted milk, but with some chocolate on the outside. A little crunch.
All right, Darius, love it, like it, hate it. You're going trick-or-treating tonight like you're 13 years old again.
Love it would be Nestle Crunch bars. I like the crispy rice and chocolate. Love that very much. Like
it,
Milky Way. I do like some soft caramel and chocolate. What's not to love about that, of course. And then hate it, Almond Joys or Mounds. Please stop putting those in kids' baskets or making those available. Both of those suck, respectfully.
My dad likes Almond Joys for some reason. He's the only person I know who does. So he'll clean up in trades after, you know, a Halloween excursion.
They're always available. People that like the Almond Joy or the Mounds, like you can clean up on that one because everyone's like, oh, take that coconut thing away from me.
I'm in lockstep with Darius, other than a little bit too much caramel in the like category. But again, that's my own thing. It's my own proclivity. All right, Tobes, love it, like it, hate it, Halloween style.
Love it. Give me a Kit Kat any day. Kit Kats are the best.
Love Kit Kats.
There's so many in the chocolate category, so I'm fine with a lot of them. But if we're going with a like it, I do like Skittles a lot, so I'll be fine with Skittles. Hate it? I don't like licorice stuff, like Good and Plenty's. I don't mind like a Mike and Ike. I wouldn't really be a fan of Twizzlers, so something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, Tobes, you're doing so good. So you're linking Twizzlers with Good and Plenty's?
Yeah,
Twizzlers are fantastic.
They're different. They're different, but I'm, to be honest with you, Halloween's a wasted holiday for me because I'm not going to eat any of the candy, but I would take one Kit Kat for tonight.
So the correct ranking on Skittles then, Tobes, just to make sure we're together on this, I'm going red, green, yellow, orange, purple in that order. Red, green, yellow, orange, purple.
I'm going to need orange a little bit higher. I've always had a proclivity for orange, so that's going to be a little bit higher, but I don't think your ranking's horrible.
Danny?
So give me red, that's the strawberry first, orange two, grape is the purple one.
Grape's last.
No. Grapes, the purple ones, that's three.
Yeah, the purple one goes definitely fifth.
Yeah, so third. And then the green apple was kind of the lime one. That's the lighter green. And then the yellow lemon. All lemon things should be loaded on a rocket ship and headed towards their home, which is the sun.
You know what's a sneaky, silly snack on Halloween night? Someone's going to pass out Airheads tonight. Those, not Airheads, Warheads. The yellow, really sour lemon ones that you would probably hate.
Yep.
I love a Warhead.
You would. Lemon's so dumb. You ever just, would you just eat a lemon? Of course you wouldn't. And
no.
That's the basis for the dessert? No.
It doesn't really taste like a lemon. It's the candy version of a lemon.
Mm, I don't know. See, the basis for caramel is sugar, right? And it's like, when you start there, when you start with a lemon, I would just sit there, you dab a little pile of sugar. It's delicious. Or chocolate, right? Those are the basis. That's the fundamental part of the candy or the dessert that we're talking about. Look, you got this lemon. You're going to put it in your water for some electrolytes? Get out of here.
Let's talk Jaden Daniels returning to the Commanders offense. Can he get them going again on Sunday night? Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your Friday, part of your end of week Halloween schedule. All of our football discussion on the Fan today is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Danny Jaden Daniels will be back on Sunday. Dan Quinn said as much today. We've known that throughout the week because he's been a full participant in practice. But I'm starting to wonder, as it pertains to just grading out his season, juxtaposing him with the other guys in his class, you know, Bo Nix, Drake May, Michael Penix, whoever else, looking at his sophomore year and pitting that against his rookie year and whatnot, whatever the dialogue's going to be when this season ends, are we going to end up having to grade this on a curve, either because of his health, because of the games missed, because he's been in and out, or because of the injuries around him? Like, I think there's enough health in a week like this. Yes, you don't have Terry McLaurin, but missing a receiver here and there is going to happen in the NFL. You know, last week the Falcons didn't have Drake London as an example. They go out, they get bludgeoned. That's going to happen from time to time. But you got Debo, you got the rest of the receiving room outside of Noah Brown, who's not been healthy all year and is not really a guy you can totally count on. They've got their running backs, they've got their tight ends, they've got their offensive line. Like, for me, there's enough there if Daniels is healthy that we should be expecting him to play at whatever level he's capable of. But I also understand if people are saying it's kind of a botched situation now, and you're grading on the curve of his ceiling has been knocked down a bit. Best case scenario is lowered because of situation and team around him.
That's closer to where I am. And we always do this. I don't say always. A lot of times we'll do this and it, you know, the outcome is predetermined because of how we feel about the player, right? Like, I'm still such a fan that I'm choosing almost to grade it on a curve instead of, I wonder how I'd look at it if I was just, you know, emotionless robot automaton right down the middle. But to me, you've got a slightly diminished aging version of Zach Ertz that doesn't separate, that can't really, you know, move, has dropped five passes. Still productive, still helpful, mind you. I'm not suggesting anything other than that, but that is what it is. Debo hasn't been himself since, you know, I don't know, a few weeks ago when he last played and was dynamic. You could see he was limited against Chicago, didn't play at all against Dallas, hadn't been the same guy. McLaurin has been in and out of the lineup. You know, the offseason circumstances of practices, Daniel's own injuries, which, by the way, are part of a different conversation, I would think. It's my only worry about him generally. So I'm still grading on a curve, the same way that I kind of did when, you know, Joe Burrow, who's incredible, who's better than that guy, his team was terrible in Cincinnati for the first half of last year. It's not because Joe Burrow is bad, 1-4, because the world was crumbling around that before they kind of figured it out and went on that run and almost made the postseason, right, as he played splendidly.
But last year, don't you think the beauty of JD5 and what we harped on all the time, what we praised him for, was that he elevated. You know, that all this stuff around him wasn't that good. They have more talent around him right now than they did last year at this time, unless you're a super big Alameda Zacchaeus fan or something like that, right? But, I mean, you've got a 60-catch tight end. You've got a more dynamic player if Debo is healthy than you did at the receiver position, you know, last year, not named Terry McLaurin. Missing him is obviously significant. But until a couple weeks ago, they were the number one rushing offense in the NFL. And from a running back standpoint, Bills' metrics are better than anyone they had in the backfield last year. Let's say it's not an A. I think that's totally reasonable. Let's say it's a B- or a C. Like, the whole beauty of it last year was they've unearthed this guy that will take the C group around him and you'll get A-level offensive production. So is it's just not fair to expect that again this year?
Not for me, no. Because I said it going into the season. I go, that's not a fair ask to anybody. Like, who's better than Pat Mahomes? Right? Nobody. Maybe in the history of the game. Their offense in Kansas City, now it's good, but for a couple of years, you know, he's putting up moderate numbers. He's putting up, you know, 1987 starter numbers for a group that can't really move because they didn't have much. You know, it's an aging Travis Kelce and you know, Isaiah Pacheco moving really fast for 3.5 yards at a time with arms and legs everywhere and Kareem Hunt and no good receivers. And sure enough, the offense suffered and they were a different kind of team. So to me, it's not a fair ask for anybody to go into this situation. So last year at this point, McLaurin in the middle of a career year, Austin Eckler, for the most part available, a couple easy buttons on offense, a slightly better version of Zach Ertz, especially down the stretch. Now it's no McLaurin, limited Debo, no Eckler, I know McNichols has been good in small amounts, but it's not, you know, the 50, 60 catches that Eckler would have been on pace for. To me, it's, you know, maybe a slightly improved offensive line that is pretty good. But, you know, and again, Daniels' injuries to me are the central factor for it. So, no, like expecting someone in year two, year one, year three or whatever to just go, wave your hand at it and fix it, I've never thought is fair for anybody. Let alone
I don't have a problem with that logic, but then I don't want to be yelled at all the time about how he's an MVP and a top five quarterback. Mahomes, 4,100 yards, those 2 years you're referencing in 27 touchdowns, finished sixth and seventh in MVP voting. Like, was still, yeah, it wasn't 5,500 yards to lead the NFL or 41 touchdowns or 50 touchdowns, which he's done to lead the NFL. But, you know, it's 4,000 yards, it's 27 touchdowns, it's finishing sixth or seventh in MVP for a team that is having success running it, playing defense, doesn't really need to throw the ball, and is winning a dozen games or what have you. You know, this is not the same situation, obviously. I'm not suggesting that it is, but there's probably a happy medium for me where I don't need him to go win 11 games with this roster. I don't think that's a reasonable ask at all. I don't think it's fair in any way. But there is a gap between what you've gotten this year and that where I'd like to see him close that gap and split it in half maybe if we're going to have this conversation of him being a top 7 or 8 or 9 quarterback in the NFL, because they just haven't gotten that at any point really this season. We can get back to this in a moment. Also, Danny, want to take a look at the Week 9 schedule again with some of the storylines. Who's feeling the heat in the NFL? We'll make some picks as well before we get out of here. Taking you up to 6:30. It's a Football Friday, and it's Halloween night on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.